which brings us to 8,067 cases in Arkansas, which is, of course, not active cases, but the cumulative total of cases. In terms of hospitalizations, we have 132 yesterday hospitalizations, and we add six to it, so we are now at 138. In terms of Arkansans who have died because of COVID-19, yesterday we were 136, and very sadly we have an additional six that brings the total to 142. And so you can see that this is not as high as yesterday, but it's still a high number of cases. And let's go ahead and look at the charts here, if you will. The number of cases in Arkansas, which you can see yesterday was a real spike with over 300, about 370. That's down to 249, I believe it is. And so you can see that is really actually sort of the new level that we have with our increased level of testing. Go to the next and you'll see the rolling 7-day rolling average, which still puts us on that trend line up. We hope that that's going to flatten out at some point. And then the next slide on the hospitalizations that you see that we're actually at the highest number of hospitalizations at 140. And then we have the number of active cases. We wanted to focus a little bit on nursing homes today. And so this one is a new one. And this is the number of active cases, not cumulative cases, but active cases in nursing homes. And you can see that we got to our peak of over 120 active cases in nursing homes in Arkansas. And then we've been on a decline since then, which is really good news. Now, of course, this you can see that it's still back up to 101, but that's down from where we were at our height. So that is moving in the right direction. And then the next chart we'll have is going back to our testing here in the state. And you can see our positivity rate still is right at 5%, a little bit under 5%. And so we're remaining steady on that statistic, which I'm pleased with. And I think that's, let's see what we have next. And this is on the nursing home. If you look at the red dots, those are positive patients or staff in nursing homes around Arkansas. And what I want you to see are the green dots. And the green are ones that are COVID-free. And so it puts it a little bit more in perspective that we have a lot of nursing homes in Arkansas that are totally free of COVID, both staff and residents. We want to see all of those move to a green status. And then the next one, we'll talk about our long-term and congregate care testing plan. And let me just reiterate that our goal in June is to test. Okay, I think they fixed it. I thought it was a reporter at first, and then I recognized it was me. That's even more problematic. We set as a goal to test every resident in a nursing home in Arkansas in June along with the staff. And this tells us how we're going to get there by June 30th or the first week in July. And that is the key partnership with was LabCorp, which we have an agreement with, a commercial testing site, to return the test very quickly. And we're talking about 16,000 to 18,000 nursing home residents with 20,000 to 22,000 staff. You have the DHS facilities, 5,000 residents and staff. Alternative living facilities, 6,000 residents and 5,000 staff. And that's one of the reasons that we have Secretary Gillespie here is because they have to be engaged in this partnership for the testing, both from youth services to our community centers that have the disabilities that are located in those facilities that we want testing. The reason all of this is important is that these represent the most vulnerable citizens of Arkansas, and they're also our family members. And so we care for them, we love them, we want them to have a safe environment. And I applaud the Healthcare Association, Rachel Bunch, for really making sure and working hard that we minimize and try to reduce COVID-19 in the nursing homes. And I think we've had some success as a result of that. Yesterday, I testified before a congressional hearing, and part of it was our testing, part of it was nursing homes, and I was with two other governors from other states, and one of the questions read the statistics of Arkansas and COVID-19 positive cases in our nursing homes versus other states, and I didn't realize how well we were doing. And so I was very pleased with some of those statistics that compare us, that we have really been able to manage our way through this to protect as many patients as we can. With that, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Governor. I'll give a few more details on the numbers and maybe a little bit more focus on the nursing homes as well. The governor mentioned that we've had 249 new cases. Four of them have been in correctional facilities, so 245 in the community. So our total, 8,067 total cases. Of those, 2,208 are active cases. 102 of those are in nursing homes. So nursing home cases represent 5.2% of all of our cases, but only 4.6% of our active cases. 55 of our active cases are in correctional facilities, and so 2,051 are active cases in the community. The little uptick on the active cases in nursing homes that you saw in the graph that the governor showed just a little bit ago were the 19 from the nursing home in Jacksonville that I mentioned yesterday. So that brings our total nursing home residents that have tested positive for COVID-19 to 423, which I mentioned is 5.2% of our total cases. We also have had 28 staff, nursing home staff test positive. That brings our total for nursing home staff to 289, and that is 3.6% of our total cases. The governor mentioned the net increase of 6 in our hospitalized to bring us to 138 hospitalized patients. We currently have 30 on a ventilator. That's a decrease of 1. And we've had 6 new deaths, so 142. Although we are doing very well compared to other states in terms of our nursing home deaths per 1,000 nursing home residents, and I believe Rachel will probably talk about that in just a little bit, still the 55 nursing home resident deaths we've had make up 39% of our total deaths. So this is our nursing home residents are very vulnerable, and that's why we spent so much time focusing on them, trying to protect them. And again, even though they're only about 5% of our total cases, they are a very high percentage, 39% of our total deaths. We have had 5,717 have recovered. That's an increase of 150 from yesterday. In terms of the 249 new cases, where they're coming from is similar to what we've seen in the last in the previous few days. We've had we had 28 from Washington County, 20 from Benton County, 23 from Sevier County. Now, something that's new is we had 33 from Pulaski County, and these were not associated with the nursing home. So we're going to have to watch our numbers here in Pulaski County and be very careful not to let down on those practices of physical distancing, wearing masks, et cetera. Crittenden County also had 18 cases. In terms of testing, we're also doing well there. We had 3,872 reports from yesterday with a 4.8% positivity. So our total for the month of June so far is 7,717. With that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the governor, and I believe Rachel will also be talking about some of our numbers from nursing homes compared with other states.
As Rachel comes up, I just wanted to say one of the goals of increased testing in our nursing homes is to have a plan so that down the road we can be successful in allowing family visits to nursing home residents. We want to have healthy facilities. We want to have the right protocols in place. We want to be able to have family visitation. We're not there yet, but that's one of the stepping stones, is to do this testing so we can get there. And Rachel's been a very big proponent of that. But thank you for your partnership.
Thank you. Thank you all for the opportunity to provide another update on long-term care in Arkansas. I wanted to speak today about two items, the statewide testing initiative and reopening of facilities. As you all know, this virus has disproportionately affected our elderly population, and we definitely appreciate the resources and continued acknowledgement from our governor on behalf of these frail Arkansans. There's no question that our population is the highest risk for the challenges presented by COVID-19, and long-term care centers are dealing with unprecedented challenges that are faced nowhere else. It remains true, though, that the extraordinary people that care for these vulnerable residents are doing heroic work to keep them as safe and well as possible during this time. Dr. Smith mentioned the report that came out this week. There's a new reporting system with the CDC for nursing home data related to COVID-19. And according to this data, how Arkansas ranks in comparison to other states in our nation, they set it up based on number of affected patients and staff members out of every 1,000 residents. So Arkansas has an average of 23.6 cases per 1,000 patients, where the national average is 62 patients. So we're much lower there. Arkansas has had an average of 6 resident deaths out of every 1,000 versus the national average of 27.5. Arkansas was 41st, in a good way, in total nursing home staff cases per 1,000 in every nursing home. The average for Arkansas is 13.9, and the national average is 39.5. And to date, I am so very thankful that Arkansas has had 0 long-term care staff member deaths. To talk about testing for a minute, throughout the month of June, we'll be taking part in a statewide COVID-19 testing initiative for long-term care. This will allow us to establish a baseline of both patients and staff. We have worked with the health department on a schedule and are coordinating with facilities. The logistics of this process are massive, and we've never done anything quite like this before, but I have great confidence in both my members and our partners that are working with this, and I know that we will meet the governor's expectations. Having this information about where positive cases are will help us make decisions and implications for the future. While facilities continue to screen every day and visitation restrictions are still in place for now, we fully expect that through this initiative, we will identify additional positive patients and staff, and it will cause our numbers to rise. Just like out in the community, a large number of positive cases in long-term care have been asymptomatic. While an increase in these numbers may be startling, and that's what we expect, it will improve our ability to confront the threat of the virus and further protect our patients. I'd like to thank our partners in this initiative to listening to our requests for a less invasive option for this testing and helping us to make that happen. We are now able to offer the least invasive type of nasal swab for our patients and staff. They'll be much easier than the standard COVID-19 test, and that was a question that I got from many staff members and family members that have reached out to us. Next, on reopening. The Healthcare Association continues to work with leadership at the Health Department on guidelines for reopening. We appreciate their direction and their clinical expertise on these guidelines and protocols. While we aren't finished with this yet, it's in the works, and I think we're close to a plan on reopening, and that will be tied to the testing initiative. These guidelines and protocols include those on communal dining, activities, and most importantly, family visitation. Throughout this process, end-of-life visitation has always been allowed, and that will continue through the coming months. We don't expect that to change. Facilities have provided PPE and worked with family members to wear at the time and work to allow those visits at end-of-life situation. If you have a loved one that's at end-of-life, the facility and medical director will continue to work with those families and allow visitation during this time. For the majority of our residents, though, and the rest of our communities, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, grandchildren, neighbors, and friends have been so patiently waiting to visit their loved ones in facilities. And your loved ones are waiting even more to see you. We appreciate the patience that we've seen throughout this process. It's been so difficult. And the reopening, just like everything else, will take time, and I'm sure that we'll see constant adjustments as we go through the process. Our staff members have worked so hard to facilitate FaceTime visits, window visits, and others at a distance during this time. While this is better than nothing during a time of crisis, we know that these residents and family members really want to see their loved ones. Our elders look so forward to visits with these people, and I don't have to tell you that those visits really matter. I know from my own experience, my grandmother looks forward to visiting with me at least as much as I look forward to visiting with her, if not more. She's 92 and watching now. Throughout my own life, I've had many memorable, serious conversations with her, but just as much, we enjoy catching up on politics, the weather, what we're having for dinner, and telling funny stories. We understand the need to balance resident protections in our facilities with the benefits of visitation. This has been such a difficult time for our residents. The mental health of our patients has a real and lasting effect. Until we can get to some sense of normalcy through reopening and being able to see them again, that effect remains. Their day-to-day lives have changed since this began, and those visitor restrictions went into place in March. We would ask for your continued patience during this time. Similar to other businesses in the state, visitation in nursing homes will not look the same as it did before the virus, and we may have to make changes going forward. We have proposed an individual facility approach for reopening. As the governor stated, some facilities have been affected by the virus, but many, I would say most, have not been. This would allow for facilities who complete their statewide baseline testing to start this reopening process with limitations in place as outlined by the health department. Some facilities may open before others, and testing with negative results will have to happen before reopening occurs. There's a lot of work left to be done here, but we remain dedicated and look forward to completing our statewide testing and carefully opening our doors to see our families and friends. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll open it up for questions. And if there's some questions about some of our DHS facilities that will be tested, we'll certainly call up Secretary Gillespie or Kisa. Any questions?
I guess I'm wondering, even though they're still working on the guidelines, how would you allow people to safely visit nursing homes?
Let me bring Dr. Smith back up for that.
Good question. We're going to be very careful because these are very vulnerable patients. And we will be looking, there's a number of criteria that have been set out by CMS, and we're using those in addition to what we've learned about COVID-19 here. But, you know, some of the requirements will be that visitors will have to be screened. They'll have to wear a mask at all times when they're in a facility. They'll be visiting with the patients, for the most part, in a designated area rather than going back into the rooms, et cetera. So these are some things that we can do to make that as safe as possible, limiting the number of visitors, screening out those who might have higher risk of COVID-19. There are ways that we can do this to not make it zero risk, but to minimize that risk. And again, this is something that that we're going to do very carefully and cautiously, but I think there's ways that we can do this to make that happen.
Next question, Jay.
I guess Dr. Smith, do we know how many of some of the recent cases have been connected to, you know, like restaurants, barbershops, et cetera, et cetera?
We are tabulating that twice a week, and the most recent one, it's been less than 1%. I'll be looking at that again on Friday.
So where are we seeing a lot of this community spread, or how are we seeing it?
Well, in terms of where, the geographic areas, the two areas are really the sort of northwest corner, the Washington County, Benton County, Sevier County as well. With DeQueen, we're seeing the most growth in the Latino community, and we're seeing younger people. We're seeing the fastest growth in number of cases in those basically in the 25 and under age group. So we are seeing both community spread, and then we're seeing involvement in some of the poultry-related industries as well. So we're attacking this, you know, both in terms of working with those workplaces to make them as safe as possible, but also doing those contact tracing in the community.
Seeing like more of a how. I mean, if very few of these are connected to loosened restrictions, and obviously some of the poultry industry is accounted for, right? Over 200 for the past about week now. I mean, have we been able to explain where people are coming into contact?
Well, we know that there's a couple answers to that. The highest risk setting, of course, is in a household. And if one member of the household is infected, it's very difficult to keep the other members of the household, especially if they've not been tested. You don't know who's infected, who's not. The second is community events. You know, people get together in a community. I'm not picking out birthday parties, but, you know, things of that sort. In some cases, we know that that church services have been associated with those groups. And then, of course, we do have work sites. The work site probably is the area that it's easiest to institute strict controls. It's a lot harder to do that in the community. And we are communal people, and it's really difficult for us to remember the physical distancing, the masks, and the other things, especially when we're around people that we know really well. You know, we're thinking in our mind, there's no way this person could have COVID-19, but anyone could have COVID-19.
All right, we're going to see if we can get some questions in. So we're going to do quick questions and quick answers. Next question.
Of the four new prison cases, can you say where those are? And then of the prisoners who are being considered recovered, how is that determination being made? Are they being retested, or is it just a matter of time passing?
I don't have information on these specific. We still did have some cases coming in from various units. We don't have any active large outbreaks going on. And in terms of recovering, when they've completed 14 days, we consider them recovered, unless they're hospitalized or in some other special situation.
Do you know the racial demographics of the active cases?
Yes, that's a report that we do twice a week as well, and so I'll be looking at that again on Friday.
Is there a question remotely? Anybody at the table?
On the nursing home testing, is that going to be the nursing homes themselves that administer the test, and who's going to pay for the test?
The test will be administered in the nursing home. The staff will be able to take the swab and send it to the lab and get it delivered back, and coordinating that with the Department of Health. In terms of paying for it, they've worked out where they will be able to bill insurance or Medicaid provider if that's covered. And, of course, if there's not that coverage, then they will be able to have the test free, and that expense is covered under the CARES Act funding. Let me invite in conclusion, Cindy, why don't you come and just tell how this impacts some of your facilities, and then we'll wrap it up.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor mentioned, the Human Development Centers and the Arkansas Health Center are also part of this first round of testing that's being done. So we are notifying today all the parents and guardians. They're going to be receiving a letter letting them know that we are going to be conducting this testing. As Rachel mentioned, this is quite a logistical exercise to go through. because we have about 800 total tests that we'll be doing at the Arkansas Health Center. But when you look across the human development centers, it gets to be closer to 3,000 tests between the residents and the employees that are at those centers. They'll conduct them in those. We'll do the nursing home June 9th through the 11th. So in 3 days, they will conduct all of this, and the health department will return our results. And we will do the human development centers the following week, the 15th through the 17th. Again, as he said, a large logistical exercise to do this. These facilities have all been shut down to visitors since the start of this public health emergency. So as Rachel said, while we are preparing in case there are positives, we're also obviously going to be hopeful that having been shut down as long as we have for visitors, it will be minimal. But we are making preparations to ensure that should it turn out a number of the employees or any of the employees do test positive but have been asymptomatic, that we will have plans in place to ensure that we're able to meet ratios and have adequate care there. So there'll be a lot of contact over the next few days and the next 2 weeks with the parents and guardians. And our emphasis, of course, will remain keeping our residents safe. That will be our primary focus over the next month as we go through this.
Thank you, Cindy. And with that, we will conclude it. And you all have a great day. Thank you. Thanks, Eddie. You're a good team. Before he leaves.